Hello, and welcome to the Tavern Chat Podcast. I'm your host, Eric Tankar, your bartender in the OSR, and main proprietor at the Tankar's Tavern blog. Discord server, MeWe group, Facebook group, Twittering, and Instagram shite. So, I was thinking, when it comes to adventure design, how do you design adventures for your game? Because I've done it a few different ways. I've started with the name of the adventure and then kind of figured, what am I going to do with it? And then either I have drawn my own map and I'm piss poor at that, or I find a map that kind of fits and then I kind of work the shoehorn and bang it with the fucking hammer until now. With the premiere issue of Torchlight, I'm calling it premiere issue, because I'm not really even sure if it's going to be, quote, the first issue. It might be like issue zero. It's like, here, we're bringing this out. This is issue zero. And give us feedback and such and go on from there. And then probably seasonal after that. But with the great resource I have found with the random maps that look damn good, and I say damn good, dare I say we're talking Dyson Matt Jackson quality. I mean, fucking rocking maps. I go through and I let the page reload until I find a map that inspires me. And then I take that map, and sometimes I rotate it. In this case, I rotated it and exported it without, they have some like random pieces that they throw in there, like, you know, room descriptions and stuff, screw that. And then I was like, all right, what is my hook on this? And what I try to do, especially with adventures that I'm going to think about publishing or run at a convention, I try to put in some, at least one, unique creature. All right. If you're going to go to a convention and be run through a dungeon with orcs and kobolds and goblins, oh my, or more brigands, or a higher level adventure, here's the ogre, here's the gnolls, here's the bugbears, they can be useful, don't get me wrong, but I like to have something else that's a bit of a hook, and that's why I have the Skullwalker in Catacomb of the Skullwalker. Now, why Skullwalker? Well, in this case, this is what I do with a lot of my creatures that I design, especially the ones that are a little special, that I'm thinking are going to be a hook. I find inspiring art that I have access to, whether it's stock art. I really can't thank Frog Games enough for giving me access, publishing access, to their old black and white catalog as Frog Eye Games and as Necro. And I found basically a walking skull on like spider legs. And it's like, this works. This rocks. This has its own je ne sais quoi. It speaks. And I was like, all right. So where does this form from? Again, I haven't even gotten to the rest of the adventure yet. I was like, if I'm going to do the skull that walks, or the spider skull, you know, the spider skull, whatever we're going to call it, right? I've already got that image in my head. What makes it what it is? And it's like, all right. Well, there was an evil cleric who prayed to a spider god. Now, I'm not naming the spider god. That's a bit too fucking deep. Sorry. You can name your own spider god. It could be an obscure spider god that nobody even worships at this time in your campaign. So the name doesn't really matter, right? But he worshipped the spider god, and he was seeking eternal life. And the God said, here, I will grant you eternal life. And the boon and the curse. You got the eternal life, but it's just your skull. Your skull now needs to feed. It needs to suck the life essence, the soul out of creatures. And that's what powers this walking skull. Now you can use your cannon fodder. In my case, I use goblins. Okay? I think the adventure would play pretty quickly. It's probably, depending on your party, 2 to 4 hours. If you have a party that likes to, cats fighting in the backyard. If you got a party that likes to, check out every nook and cranny, closer to 4. If you got a party that likes to bullhead their way through things, maybe closer to 2. Frog God Games is going to have a game day weekend coming up in September, I believe. I'm going to be running this. However, I will also have another small adventure to go along with it. The game plan being, if the party runs and takes their time, I don't have to break out the extra one. If they do, it's going to be scaled. If I have a 4-hour time slot and the party finishes in 2 to 2.5 hours, I have a small adventure ready to go. So maybe it happens on the way back to town. But it's going to be scalable. So it's like you only have an hour left in your time slot. A lot less. If there's a half an hour left, trust me, we'll just use it to wrap up shit. I'm not going to squeeze it out. And you know what? That's a whole other episode I could devote to. Timing convention games. That's a huge thing. And timing is different whether you're playing in person, at a table, or whether you're playing remotely. It is. You can engage players quicker when you are playing at a table. When you are playing remotely, attentions get all fucked up. It's just human nature. Trust me on this. I don't hold it against anybody because I'm guilty of it myself as a player. When the focus isn't on you, now you can, break out your phone and hold it under your fucking desk. I know. Where you open up your second screen and you start reading the news. It's not a reflection on the DM. It's a reflection on having too many options available when you're not being held accountable in a face-to-face game. Totally other episode of the podcast. I should write these things down. Or somebody can crawl in and remind me to do this shit. Folks, thank you. Thank you. Everybody who's supporting me with Torchlight. Holy shit. Thank you. Just been the outpouring of support. It's been humbling. And I don't know if I would fit under the 1,000 fan theory. But I do know I have a huge number of loyal friends in this community and supporters. And I really do thank you all. Folks, not to beat the dead horse of COVID too often, but use your common sense. I'm not a medical professional. Talk to your medical professional if you need some guidance, but use your common sense. Take actions that keep yourself, your family, your friends, your community safe. Right? Safe and healthy. Be safe, be well, God bless, roll those dice. And I will talk with you all, God willing, mañana. Later, folks.